Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings. If you have a question you'd like addressed in the air, you can text or call us at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. All the information from our show can be found on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. So I am joined today by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
I am excited to have you. It's been a great weekend.
Kids were on spring break a little bit there, so nice to get everybody back on track.
Yeah, you get to take them out a little bit on spring break.
Yeah, we did the zoo, the science center, and the city museum.
Which was your favorite out of those three?
The car ride home, because they were all tired.
Just wear them all out, let them crash out in the car.
Right.
So you took, what was it, I guess, four or five of our kids out of our eight,
and grandson down there. Baby there. So that was fun. It was good. It was all a good time. Everybody had fun. There's always one that has a little something going on, but
didn't get enough sleep. Blood sugar gets a little too low.
But we did well. They did really well. So it was fun. I was glad to be able to do it.
Meanwhile, I was working all week and didn't get to go, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
The kids were lucky you got to take them, though.
We wanted you there, that's for sure.
I know. I would have loved to have been there. Much better than working all day. All right, so the other big thing this week, it was tax week. It was tax week. Everybody, the filing deadline just came and it went. I hope it came for most people and went in good fashion. I hope everybody got filed on time, or at least extended if you didn't get filed yet.
Right. So we had a little something come up for us, so we thought we'd take some time out to share a little bit about that.
Yeah, so one of the really common things that's going on right now is IRS tax fraud. Mm-hmm. So there are so many people that are getting their identity stolen and getting tax returns filed in their name. 2 years ago, it happened with one of our sons. Mm-hmm. This year, it happened with us.
Right.
And you know, I guess the moral of that story is nobody is exempt from this. Anybody can have their identity stolen. And we want to talk a little bit about what is the procedure you go through in case this happens to you. So your first thing is stolen identity refund fraud. The IRS calls it SIRF, S-I-R-F. And you know, I want to talk a little bit about who the people are that are doing this and then what you can do to prevent it. And then you know, how can you still file your return? So first, this has become major crime, Tammy. I mean, you've been hearing about it for years, but you know, when I started studying into like what's the profile of the people that are doing this, it actually kind of surprised me a little bit because I wasn't sure who was actually out there doing this. And I mean, what's your initial thought of it? I mean, you've read some of the same stuff I have.
Right. I mean, I guess I start thinking of what was that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can. That comes to my mind.
Well, and it's interesting because the hotbeds for this are down, especially in Florida, like Tampa and Miami, are major hotbeds for it. And it's about $6 billion a year that's getting pilfered from the IRS because of this.
And how are they acquiring the information? Do you know?
Yeah, so here's what's happening is they have what are called plugs. And plugs are typically women, you know, believe it or not, it's usually women that work at places like hospitals. They may work at you know, anywhere that they can steal information. Okay, so these plugs will get in these places, and they'll take screenshots. They'll you know do anything they can to be able to
capture the computer.
Yeah, of their computer while they're working. So anybody that has access to personal information could do this.
So that's kind of scary because I mean I guess at hospitals and things like that.
I mean, it could be accounting firms. It could be mortgage companies. It could be, I mean, really, you just have to think of any place that deals with Social Security numbers. So they could be hacked externally.
Right.
So somebody could hack into their system, or it could be an insider that's doing it. And now they're getting large enough databases of this that they're selling it on the dark web. So go on there and buy big packages of these, you know, people's personal information. So when they go to file these returns, it's usually the combination of some real information and some fake information. So they may have your name and your social security number, and they may use the wrong address, or they may use the correct address, but the wrong income, because they have to guess at your income because they don't have your W-2s in front of them.
Which is what happened to us.
Right.
That's what happened to us. And so we get our refund. We're like, did you... You were still working on taxes.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, because the first thing we got in the mail that I thought was kind of interesting is we get a letter from the IRS stating that your federal income tax returns come in, and to verify it, you actually have to call in to a phone number, and you have to have personal information with you. So you have to have a copy of your prior year tax return, have to have your current tax return, you have to have supporting documents like a W-2 or 1099s, and you have to call in and verify that it's accurate. So something drew a red flag with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the IRS sent us this letter and I was able to call in and stop it before the IRS accepted our return. So once that's done, then now we have to, they're sending us a letter in the mail that we have to fill out that will give us a PIN number to be able to e-file our return. Okay, well then, of course, we had to file an extension this year before to be able to do this. Well, Missouri did accept the fraudulent return, sent us a refund check and everything, so the scammers... We're not able to get, typically they're going to want to set up where the money gets wired into a fake account, and they weren't able to do that in this case. So Missouri sent us the refund check, which then we have to send back to the state of Missouri. So state of Missouri requires you fill out a form 5593, and that's their form to be able to, you know, get these returns filed again with the Missouri Department of Revenue. With the IRS, It's form 14039. Now, we're going to put links to this on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. If you visit that and look for stolen identity refund fraud, okay, we're going to list several links on there that'll take you to the IRS site and take you to some other sites that will be really handy in case this happened to you. So, Tammy, it's definitely interesting because who are the people that are doing it? I didn't realize personally that it's the drug dealers, it's people that are doing all kinds of other scams, but they work a schedule just like a CPA does, where they have blocked off in their schedule everything around tax time, and not just around tax time, but starting in mid-January when W-2s are going out, they're starting to file these returns for people, and they're going to get them filed really quickly before you can go file your own return.
Right, right. It's not just drug dealers, there's... They come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of other violent criminals doing
it. Yeah.
There's a lot of foreign people doing it. Seeing stuff from other countries.
It could be anybody. And that's the thing. And I guess really setting up your security measures, getting... Our goal was to file before they did. So,
but ours were complicated enough that it took longer.
Right. And... So anyway, getting a CPA involved is always a good idea to help protect you a little bit more. And like Doug said, the links on there on the IRS website, those will help you get started if something like that's happened. And identity theft just stinks altogether. So,
well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting because the IRS several years ago was only spending, I think it was 3%. Let's see, 5 years ago. Here it is. 5 years ago, the IRS spent average of 3% of their time investigating identity theft. And today it's 20% of their time investigating these crimes.
Well, they need to up it.
Yeah, 20% is obviously not enough because they're not catching the people.
Right, right.
I know they're trying to put things in place to stop this, but holy cow, it's going on right and left. In the lending industry, it causes all kinds of problems for us.
I bet.
Because you pass certain dates, we have to see that someone's either filed the return or filed an extension. And not only that, but if they filed the return, now we have to be able to get tax transcripts back from the IRS that verifies the return they gave us agrees with what the IRS has for them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so then that's a little delay.
Well, it could definitely be a delay. So if somebody's trying to buy a house this time of the year, well, especially in the next couple months in May and June, that can wreak havoc on their loan process.
Right. Yeah, I could see that. That would not be fun.
Yeah, and our company understands it well enough to navigate through that, and I don't think we've had anybody that hasn't gotten their house because of it.
Right.
But boy, we've had some close calls. We've had several people that it's taken a lot of extra work on our part. We actually have at least one person a day this time of the year from our company actually having to go down to the IRS office to get copies of people's tax transcripts.
Wow.
I mean, that's in the lines down there along. I mean,
right.
So our people are processors, even loan officers. Some of our high ranking loan officers are going down there on almost a daily basis to get tax transcripts back.
Gosh. So, well, I mean, you know, it's the day and age, I guess. Oh, well, what do you do?
What do you do? What do you do? All right. So if you want information on this, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for the SARF, S-A-R-F, Stolen Identity Refund Fraud blog post. And this will walk you through the procedures and who's doing it. And it'll have all the links that you need to be able to access how do you combat this. We'll link you right directly to the IRS site. So coming up, we're going to be talking about how to shop around for a mortgage and knowing the exact questions that you need to ask when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.